Well, good morning and happy Sabbath to you all. Today is a very special Sabbath day. Does anybody know why? What do you know why? Yes, sir.
It's the
4th of July. That's right. And on the 4th of July, there is a very special long word that is very important. And that word is independence. Does anybody know what independence means? No one? Yes, what? It's a perplexing one, isn't it? Yes, well, independence is a fancy word for being able to do what you want to do. It's about freedom. Anybody ever heard about freedom? You know what freedom means, at least? Well, God, thank you, I'm glad you do. God thinks that freedom is important, just like the United States thinks that freedom is important. And did you know that each of you has the freedom to choose to do what you want to do?
Yeah,
I bet you think, well, but Mommy and Daddy are watching me. Well, that's true, good for Mommy and Daddy. But you still have the freedom to choose, because sometimes you choose the right thing and sometimes you might choose the wrong thing. But you have that freedom to choose. And God says he not only wants you to choose what you want to do, but he wants you to choose what he wants you to do, because he's smarter. And we can say, yeah. And there's a story in the Bible about three fellas who were pretty smart because they chose to do what God wanted them to do. It was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Do you know that they were slaves? They were slaves, and people had to tell them all the time exactly what they had to do. And if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, well, then they got in big trouble. And so one day, the king built a gigantic, ginormous, golden picture of himself, basically, and said that everybody needed to worship it. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, well, we don't want to worship it because we're supposed to worship God. But do you know what the king told them? He pulled them aside and said, my friends, you need to decide, because either you worship that big image or you get thrown into the big fiery furnace. How many of you would like to be thrown into a fiery furnace?
No.
Yeah, a fiery furnace is not a good place to go. It was so hot that it would burn you up if you got thrown in there. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego looked at that furnace, and they looked back over at the king, and then they looked at the furnace. And the king, and they thought, what should we do? Because we know what is right. But that's what's going to get us thrown into the furnace. And so they decided that it was more important to do what they knew to be right, even though they were scared. And so they said, sorry, king, you can throw us into the furnace, but we are going to choose to do what God told us is the right thing to do. And the king got angry. And he said that fiery furnace isn't hot enough. And so he had them heat it even hotter, 7 times hotter. And then he told the guards to throw in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How many of you have heard this story? Because you're looking at me like you know it, like you've heard it a million times. Excellent. Well, the guards went and they threw the people in. They threw in those three young men. And do you know it was so hot that what happened to the guards who threw them in? The guards, they died because it was so hot. Even the guards, they didn't even get in the furnace. They just got close, and that's how hot it was. Oh, God, that's hot. It was so hot, if you got close to it, you died. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego thrown into the furnace. But that's not the end of the story. Because the king looked in there, and he said, how many men did we throw in that furnace? That's right, that's what his advisors said. Three. And they were a little bit scared, just like you. Because the king can be angry. He said, how come I see four people in that furnace and the fourth one doesn't look like one of those guys I threw in there? It looks like the Son of God. Whoa. And then the king said, come out! If you are still alive, come out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they walked out. They did not have their clothes burned at all. Their hairs were not burned at all. They did not even smell like smoke. How many of you have been to a campfire? Yeah, you know how you walk away and you kind of smell like smoke now? They didn't even smell like smoke, and they were in the fire. My goodness, it was unbelievable. This is what God can do for us if we choose to use that freedom for the right, instead of the freedom for what's easy sometimes. So you remember that. Always do what's right, and God will take care of you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for days when we can celebrate freedom. And thank you so much for the freedom you give us to choose to do what it is that you have asked us to do. Please help us to be faithful to you, no matter what the cost. In your name we pray. Amen.